Faith is a building block for every religion in our world. So we Christians, as Judaism, Islam, even Buddhism, Shinto, even non-religion or atheism itself, has a part of faith. And this evening I want to share just three steps for our faith as Catholics, as Christians. The first, and they're a question, just a quick answer or not, yes or no. And they're not at the first, I want to show at the kind of the surface level and then a little deeper how we're different. So step one, simply, do you believe in God? Second, did God become a man? And third, did this man, meaning Jesus Christ, rise from the dead? Let's go to the deeper level. Do you believe in God? There's a whole spectrum of how many gods that people believe in. Some, atheism, believes there are no gods, so zero. With us, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam believe there is one God. And then there is what's called polytheism, believing that there are many, many, many gods, up to 3,000 gods, kind of lower letter G. Now we, with Judaism and Islam, we believe in one, monotheism. Don't worry, there's no test on these words, but they're good things to think about and pray about. Now even there is something a little different, because we don't just believe in monotheism, which we do. We have one God with three persons. That's why we make the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So that's different. So that was step one. Now step two. Did God become a man? Did God become as a man? That's where we're different than every other religion. Christians, Catholics, that's the same word. That we do believe that God become as a man, Jesus Christ, who is sent from his Father to earth. And then step three, also the only religion in the world. Did this man, Jesus Christ, rise from the dead? And yes, we believe that. That's, again, the only religion in the entire world. Also the largest group of men and women around the world. Now, I bring this to Mass this evening because of... That's fun. I bring that tonight because of our second reading. We'll go to my own microphone. Sounds better. The second reading is from St. Paul. Now I read the whole reading again because of the step number three. All right, this is what St. Paul wrote. Brothers and sisters, if Christ is preached as raised from the dead, how can some among you say there is no resurrection of the dead? So as early Christians that were saying, hey, we don't know about Jesus, if he actually died, if he went to heaven. At some things, what Islam says, that Jesus didn't rise from the dead, he actually didn't die. That Allah brought him in like a mystical experience to go back to him. And Judaism doesn't believe that either, because they still believe in God. And both of those believe that Jesus was like a prophet. If the dead are not raised, neither has Christ been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is vain. You are still in your sins. St. Paul is writing not just back to the Corinthians, but to us today. Then those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are the most pitiable people of all. That's a strong statement from St. Paul. Step 3. But how did he answer? But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. I think that passage in the Bible is one of the most important parts of us to know, because that is why we're Christian. That's why we're Catholic. That's why we're proud to be Christian and Catholic, to follow Jesus Christ, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So for your last homework, is do again as we receive and believe in the Creed, the Nicene Creed, in just a few moments. To remember yourselves and think with your intellect, what do we know? What do we believe? What do we want to believe with? In those three small steps. Do you really believe in God? Do you really believe God became a man? And did that person rise from the dead? There's your homework, our Nicene Creed, in a couple minutes.